KXRN News, I'm John Scott. Storms rumbling through several states. Denise Cox told WCHS the storm damaged her home in Ravenwood, West Virginia.
The backside of the house, we've got, you know, obviously we've lost the garage. There's water coming down into our laundry room over there, and it's dripping down into our family room, which is directly across in the back of the house.
In Louisville, Kentucky, Mayor Craig Greenberg says it looks like a tornado hit Jefferson County.
You can see that there is definitely roof damage. There is definitely significant damage to homes. There's significant damage to fences, to trees throughout that area.
Greenberg speaking to WHAS. The storm's blamed for the death of a 46-year-old homeless woman in Tulsa who died inside a drainage pipe. Also at SRNnews.com, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is now weighing a plan to provide Ukraine with long-term aid rather than depending on short-term measures.
By doing that, we will give Ukraine what they need, and that is long-term, predictable, robust support. And that will also send a message to Moscow that they cannot wait us out.
His remarks came at a meeting of NATO foreign ministers being held in Brussels, where the plan is now under discussion. A second grade teacher in rural Tennessee has been chosen as the 2024 National Teacher of the Year. Missy Testament teaches English as a second language at the Rogersville City School. Testament will spend the year traveling the country as a teacher ambassador, encouraging fellow educators to advocate for their students. The Dow had 31 points and the NASDAQ up 66. This is SRN News. Florida's heartbeat bill is about to go into effect.
Beginning on May 1st, abortion will be banned in the Sunshine State as soon as an unborn child's heartbeat can be detected, usually about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The Florida Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to the measure, which is similar to legislation already in place in other states. Meanwhile, abortion advocates are working on a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the Florida Constitution this November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Pennsylvania. Officials say two synagogues outside Philadelphia have been vandalized, both marked with swastikas and slurs related to the ongoing war between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas. The incidents are being widely condemned, including by Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who writes on X, "Anti-Semitism and the vandalism of a house of worship of any kind have no place in this commonwealth." This is SRN News. Zimbabwe has declared a state of disaster over a drought that's left more than 2.5 million people facing hunger.
Zimbabwe is now the third Southern African country in just over a month to declare a national emergency. Much like neighboring Zambia and Malawi, which have also declared disasters, low rainfall wiped out half of the maize crop, the staple food. The grain shortages pushed up food prices. Zimbabwe now joins the regional scramble to find maize on the international market. And the authorities say that the number of people needing food aid will be higher than the initial projection of 2.7 million.
BBC correspondent Shinghai Naoka. The strongest earthquake in a quarter century rocking Taiwan during the morning rush hour. Today's quake killed 9 people, trapped dozens in quarries, and sent some residents scrambling out the windows of damaged buildings. A tsunami warning was triggered but later lifted. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.